session for Maseches Chagiga Perek Aleph, and Chagiga is talking about we're starting here the chiyuvim of bringing your osriya, the olia to bring for the different regalim, as well as your shalmei chagiga. We're saying who is chayiv and really who is pater. So it says hakol chayiv bereiya, everyone, every man is going to be, has to come, show their face, and bring olos riyah and shalmei chagiga and all the regalim, chutz, except for these people. The cherish, this is someone who, this cherish here in this mishnah is referring to someone who is either a deaf or a mute person. They're both exempt, learn that from psukim, don't have to show up. The shota v'katan, the shota and the katan here are talking about the regular shota and the katan. Both those people lack das, and therefore they are exempt from mitzvahs. The tumtum is someone whose genitals are covered by a flap of skin. You don't know if he's a boy or a girl, and therefore the kol zechurcha, all your males, comes to exclude them. And same with androgynous, because androgynous is both male and female sex organs. That's nope. The nashim, women, of course, aren't men, so therefore they're exempt. The thought would have been that, because of course it's a mitzvah shezman grama, but because, and you might have thought that just like they're chayv and hakel, the assembly that they do every 7 years, they'd be chayv also in the re'iya, the rest of the other showings, but they're not. Va'avadim she'enem mukshachram. Yeah, but I'm telling you because of that havmina. Now, avadim she'enem mukshachram, slaves that aren't freed, they're like non-Jewish, but they're like half-Jewish because they became avadim, so they're chayv like women, therefore they're exempt also. Achiger is a person who's like lame even in one foot. Vasuma, a person who's blind even in one eye. Vachola, a person who's ill, too ill to walk, because the point, the drasha for all these things, not the suma, but the other parts of it is, it says regalim, shalosh regals, which literally means feet, instead of like pamim, the darshnout, you have to come on your own feet. So the suma is from other psukim, from the word re'iya, the darshnout, but the Vachola, if he can't walk by himself, he's pater. Hazakin, if he's too old to walk by himself, he's pater. Mishin Riyachal Alas Baraglav, someone who's just too wimpy to walk on by himself, they can't handle the hike. Just from up the hill, from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis, which is not very much. But if you can't walk, you're exempt. Now, we said that the katan is exempt. So, Ezu katan, who's the katan is exempt? Now, we're talking midor, of course, midorais, they're exempt. If they're a katan, that means they've not bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. But if they are the age of chinuch, they're chayav again. So at what point are they pater even from chinuch? So, machlokus beisila beishamay, ezu katan, so beishamay says, kol she'enu yachal lirkov al kaseifav shel aviv, if the child is too small to ride on his father's shoulders, which is mighty small, you're talking like less than a year old, I think, or about a year old, not more than that, they can't ride on the shoulders of the father, v'lalos miyushalayim laharabayis, all the way from Jerusalem up to the top of the hill on Harabayis, if they can't do that, they're exempt. So that means from very young age, they're chayav. Divrei Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Omrim, they say it's a little later. Kol she'enu yachol la'achos v'yado shel aviv, if they're too young to hold their father's hand, one hand and hold the father's hand to walk up, v'lalos miyushalayim lahar abayis, and walk hand in hand up to Jerusalem. If they're too young to do that, I don't know what that is. That's less than 3 years old, I think. So then he is exempt. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, shalosh regalim, 3 feet and not 3 times. So if you come on your own feet, that's good. So chinuch starts when you can walk by yourself, and that's the halacha like Beis Hillel. Mishnah base. Veishamai Omrim. Ha-re'iya. When you buy your Olas Re'iya, it's fully burned, you have to spend a minimum of Shtei Kesef, 2 silver coins. It's a Ma'a, it's a very small coin, a sixth of a dinar, it's not much. Remember, Midorai says no shear. Midorabanan, Veishamai say 2. Ma'a, a little bit of silver for your re'iyah, and v'chagiga, and when it comes to the shalmei chagiga, that's the shlam that's eaten, a ma'a kesef, even 1 silver coin is enough. Again, these are both very small amounts, but those are the shi'irim. So Beis Shammai say, you spend more for the re'iyah that's burned and less for the shalom which you eat. Beis Hillel Omrim, re'iyah ma'a kesef, you can spend 1 silver coin for your re'iyah that's getting burned. V'chagiga, the one that you can eat, shtei kesef, you should spend 2 minimally. I think in practice, those are very, very small animals. Mishnah Gimel, Olos b'moed. When it comes to bringing your Ola on the Yom Tov, so that Baos min Chulin, they have to come from Chulin. Now there's actually a Chesurim Echsur, I'm missing words here, and the Gemara says it should read Olos Nadarim v'Nadavos, the Olos that you committed to bring voluntarily as a Nadava or a Neder. So b'moed Baos, they can be brought during Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein Beyomtov ain't a bolus, but they can't be brought on Yomtov because you can't check them on Yomtov. It's not the ochel nefesh because they're all it's not eaten. And the chesurim mechzor continues on. Bolus reiya, which is technically a chiv to be brought on the first day, but filo beyomtov can be brought even on Yomtov. Ukush hen bain, and when you do bring them, right? Ein and bain ela min achulin. They only may come from chulin money or chulin animals. You can't use mice or money to buy your olus riya. Because if someone's a chiyuv, like the olus riya is a chiyuv, you can't use your mice money for that. Okay? Fine. Vashlamim, when it comes to shlam, the shlam is eaten, and therefore you could min a miser bring it from the miser. We're talking here about shalmei simcha. Okay? Shalmei simcha, which are for eating. Now, as far as shalmei chagiga go, that's obligatory. You have to bring a shalmei chagiga because it says tachog. You'll celebrate with the meat, so it's obligatory. So the question is, can you use meiser money to buy an obligatory shalmei chagiga? Shalmei simcha, because you could, because that's for eating. But for shalmei chagiga, which is chiyuvi, technically, can you use your meiser money for that? That's the machlokas here. Yom tov harishon shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, when you bring your shalmei chagiga, veshalmei omrim, it has to be venachulin, only from chulin. You can't use meiser money. And beisel omrim min a meiser. He says you can even use meiser. Just two important ta'aras in this mishnah. What this means? First of all, beisel actually agree that you have to spend chulin money, your own personal money, to purchase technically chiyuvi korbanos, but include a chagiga, shalmei chagiga. All that when the gemara gets through with this mishnah, what Hillel is saying, beisel is saying, is you can combine some money that's chulin with some money that's meiser to buy your shalmei chagiga. How that's going to work? It's a machlokas amoraim. Some learn that the issue is the way to do it is you could buy like match 50-50. You know, half the money for your shlam can come from your money, half can come from the meiser money. The other approach, another approach of the amoraim is that you can buy it by one animal, a whole animal shlamim that's totally from chulin, but the rest, if you bring 99 more shlamim, can come from meiser. And a third is basically you can do either or. Now, why we picked Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, because that equally applies to Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot or Shavuos, is because there's another Chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach, which is going to be eaten with your Korban Pesach that night. So you basically, that's your dinner. Your main dinner at your Pesach Seder is the Chagiga you brought on the 14th. That for sure is not obligatory per se, and therefore you can bring it for Maaser Sheni money. The only reason you have to have this chagiga at your Pesach Seder is so that you can be mekayim the pasuk, which says you have to eat the korban Pesach al hasova when you're full. But if, let's say, for example, you have a big Pesach and a little family, no shlamim would be required. That's not, because you could eat the Pesach already being full up, because there's nothing to go around to be full. And therefore, that shlamim that you bring on Erev Pesach to be eaten with your, at your Seder is not technically absolutely chiyuvi, and therefore you could use your meiser money to purchase it. And therefore the Mishnah spoke out the Yom Rishon, the first day of Pesach, which is the shlamim chagiga, which is technically a chiyuv. There, the shlamim say you have to use only chulin money. Okay. Mishnah Dalet says, Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavasin, the Yisrael can fulfill his obligation for shalmei simcha with benedarim u'nedavos u'b'mayaser behema, with voluntary offerings that he brought. He made a neder. He said, when I get to Jerusalem, I'm going to bring a shlamim. When he brings that shlamim, he can eat that meat and be yotzis chiv, have meat every day of Yom Tov, shalmei simcha. Or nedavo, same thing. He said that this particular animal is a nedava to be a shlamim. That's fine. U'mayaser behema, that's also an obligation. A person has to bring the 10th animal, every 10th animal that comes out of the corral from each year's crop for kosher animals has to bring as a korban shlamim, but he gets to eat in Jerusalem, and he can use that for his chiyuv of shalmei simcha, meaning he doesn't bring an additional shalmei simcha to have extra meat. He has enough meat from this, that's fine. And the kohanim similarly can use other korbanos. They can use b'chatos u'b'ashamos. They eat the meat from an asham and a chatos. That's stays, it's kachay kachem. The Yisrael brings him an asham, he doesn't get to eat it, but the Kohen does get to eat it, so he can use that meat to fulfill his obligation to eat meat on Yom Tov, to bring a separate shalmei simcha. He also can use the bechor. The bechor is every Yisrael, the first born, first issuance of the womb that comes from your kosher animal, is brought to the Kohanim. It belongs to the Kohanim. Remember, we said if it's a tom, it's part of the korban, and then he can eat it. If it's not tom, if it's a mum, bal mum, then it's still mum and Kohen, but it's not a korban. Fine. And also, b'chazo v'shok. Normally, normally a Kohen in every piece of meat gets, we said this already before, remember, he gets a the Zeroa, the right forearm, the Lechayim, the cheeks and the tongue, and the Keva, which is the maw, like one of the stomachs. That's his gifts on any regular chulin animal. But when it comes to shlamim, he doesn't get that. Those delicacies go to the person who brought the shlamim. But instead, part of the shlamim, the animal, goes to the kohen. What part is that? The chaze v'shok. The chaze is like the chest of the animal, the front chest of the animal, that's the meat there. And also the shok, which is the like the thigh, the hind thigh, and the right, that goes to the Kohen. So if he eats the chaz of a shok from someone else's shlamim, that can be yotzi his chiyuv of eating meat and not have to bring separate shalmei simcha. Avalo ba'ofos, avalo ba'menachos, he cannot count being filled up with poultry as good. You know, that's not good, not going to cut it. Poultry meaning leaving the carbonos that brought the birds, and menachos, that's the meal offerings, also not good enough to be yotzi. Hesi meat. Mi sheyeshlo ochlem rubim v'nachasim mu'atim. This mission is simply going to say that how many olos and how many shlam you bring should depend on two factors. A, how much money you have, and B, how many people you have to eat it. Because the olos is not eaten and the shlam is eaten. So it says you'll have all four possibilities. First of all, mi sheyeshlo ochlem rubim, you have a big family, v'nachasim mu'atim, but you have not a lot of money. So therefore, maybe shlamim rubim, bring lots of, allocate your money towards shlamim that are eaten, but olos mu'atis, but just bring a little bit, spend a little bit on your ola. Nechasim rubim v'ochlim mu'atin, if you got a lot of money, because you're rich, but you have a small family, and of course, the meat will go to waste, which you're not allowed to do anyways, so don't bring a lot of shlamim. Instead, maybe olos merubos, bring lots of olos, v'shlamim mu'atin, bring a little bit, spend a little bit to make a very small shlamim offering, so there's no wasted meat.
If a person doesn't have a lot of people, I mean, doesn't have a lot of money, for sure you should bring a few olos, but also find not so many, why say shlamim
merubos? This is if you have a big family. So we think, well, all four possibilities. Yeah, that's either way they're supposed to eat it. So
now, it's a huge family, the one cow. I mean,
depends. I mean, Ochlan, I don't know. They're supporting his old grandchildren. Who knows? Zev zev luat. If you, in this case, you're suggesting now you have neither a lot of money nor a lot of people to eat it. So therefore, al zeh ne'amar. That's the guy who we said in the previous Mishnah, ma kesef v'shtei kesef. That the limits are, you know, you send one coin on this kind of animal, one coin, two coins on that kind of animal, machlokas, which is hilvei shamay. The lach will be vatan, of course, two for the shlamim, one for the minch, for the ola. Zev zem rubim, if you have a lot of family and a lot of money, al zeh ne'amar, that's the guy who the pasuk said, parshas re'eh, ish kematnas yado, kivirchas Hashem elokecha, asher nasan lach, everyone should give according to how much the gifts of his hand that Hashem blessed him with, meaning, you have a lot of money, and you have a lot of family, so bring a lot of korbanos, olos for Hashem, and shalom for you, and everyone will be happy. Fine. Mishnah above. Mishlo chag b'yom tov harishon shel chag. If a person failed to bring his chagig on the first day of Yom Tov, that was not good, but he can still make it up for the next 6 days normally when it comes to Shavuos, even though they're just whole days, and 6 days of Pesach, the rest of the holiday. When it comes to Sukkot, you have a seventh day for a total of eight, Yom Tov plus seven more, because you have Shmini Atzeres. So it says, if you didn't do it on the first day of chag, that's referring to Sukkot, then chogeg, you can still bring the korban as kol haregel throughout the whole holiday. V'yom tov v'achron shel chag, even on Shmini Atzeres, you can make up your shalmei chagig that you need to bring. Av haregel, however, if the holiday passed v'lo chag, you just failed to bring your chagiga. This would mean even in Shavuos, if you let the Shavuos day pass on six more days and you still fail to bring your chagiga, you're a bad guy. Eino chayev b'achriyuso, you can't repair it. There's no way to repair what's gone. What's gone is gone. Al zeh ne'amar, upon such a guy, the pasuk says, a pasuk from Koheles, mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, certain things are warped and you can't fix them. And the important part of the pasuk for this concept is v'chesron lo yuchal limanos, certain things that are, but they're not countable. You can't count them. They're lost. They no longer can be counted. So the point that you lost the opportunity, your shlamim can never be counted. That you've lost out. Now, Mishnah Zayin picks up and says the first part of the pasuk, what's mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, a crooked thing, a warped thing that you can't fix. That's a machlokas here, what's referring to. Reb Shim ben Manasseh Omer, Ezuhu mu'uvas she'enu yuchal liskon, what's the bent thing you can't repair? Zeha ba'al ha'erva, that means you can't do, his implicit question is you can always do tshuva, so you can fix it if you did it wrong. So it depends. If, for example, zeh ba'al erva, if a person has a relation with a woman who's an erva to him, so v'holi memena mamzer, the child has such a relationship as a mamzer, and that child sticks around forever. Tshuva shmuva, the point is you might be repaired, but the child's still lying around over there as a mamzer forever, right? So that's the one you can't fix. Vim tomar begona begozel, if you say, what about things like stealing? Like, you know, that doesn't cut it. Yachal hu lachziru v'yitaken. Of course, that is something that could be repaired because you can just give the thing back. Give tshuva and give the lost object back, and then it's fixed. But the point is, things that are in the physical world that are not fixable are not fixable. Tshuva doesn't help them. And Rav Shimon Yochai says it refers to something else entirely. He says it means something else, because mu'uvas means like warped, which means it was once good, but now it's bad. So ein kar mu'uvas, you can't call it warped, el lemisha haya mesukin betchila, unless something was originally not warped, it's straight and fixed, then this aves, and then went out of control, went whacked out. So who could that be? That's what of that? The Eza Zed Talmud Chacham, that's Talmud Chacham who started out being straight, Haporish min haTorah, that then abandoned the Torah since he's now got warped out. That's something that you can't fix, that's bad news. Major Chilushim. Okay, Mishteches. Then we have to take a break, I have to get a drink of water, my mouth's too dry, sorry. Heter Nedarim. This Mishnah is going to say outside. It's going to say that certain things have very little scripture, have little or no scriptural basis, but they're still Torah binding, just like anything else. So first, then we have three categories. The first category is Heta Nedarim. Heta Nedarim, essentially, there's no mention in the Torah explicitly at all about a Chacham or based on three regular people being able to matir neder. It's Porchin Ba'avir. It's like flapping in the, floating in the air, flapping in the breeze. Ve'ein lehem al mi sheyismachu. You won't find any psukim to really base. There's very little scriptural basis on which to allow Heten Adarim, but it's halacha. We learned that at Sinai, and that's that. Hilchos Shabbos v'chagigos v'hameilos. When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, obviously there are some psukim talking about Shabbos, but there's so much world of halacha about Shabbos which is not in the psukim, like melachos machshavos and all that kind of stuff, which melachos are and so on. That's limited in how much scriptural base it is. And chagigos, that's all our mesecta here. Not much. It's just a tachog, celebrate, and you know what does that mean? Who knows? But always halachas, and me'ilos, again, there's psukim talking about me'ilah, but very little about all the details of me'ilah. Harehem kahararim, these are like mountains, hatilisara, that are dangling on a single hair. The point is, you have a very little bit of scriptural source for it, and the whole world of halachas. She'en mikramuot, you have little on the psukim, the halachas merubos, but many halachas. So that's the second category. And the third category is things that are, there are plenty psukim, and most of it is clearly learned out of drashas, but there is still some halachas that aren't drasha based. Those are hadinim, civil law, certain halachas not clear from the psukim, avodos, how to do the avod in the Beis Hamikdash, certain there's plenty written, but some things left out, vataharos, how to do matar things, you know, like the shiur of a mikvah and so on, vatumos, what's the shiur of things that convey tumah and so on, so something, they both have psukim about tar and tumah, but the point is, lots of halachas aren't in the psukim. The arayos, there are certain isuri doraisa that are people like an ervah that they're forbidden to have a relationship with and would cause an imamzer, etc. But it's inexplicit in the pasuk. Yeshlem al ma shismachu. There are enough drashas you can learn everything out of, but still, it's not that explicit. Hain, doesn't matter, these and those, like hain vahain, so to speak, everything. They're all the same gufei Torah, they're essential Torah, not the rabbanon, they're not less important, even though they're less psukim based to support them. They're equally binding and doraisa like anything else. Okay, that's the first paragraph.